Jim Montelongo says his 3 terms on Peoria City Council give him the experience needed to serve as mayor.
I have a proven track record of working with our residents and delivering when it comes time to vote.
District 4 Councilmember Jim Montelongo is one of 2 choices in next month's race for Peoria's top office.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Friday, March 19th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Bradley women's basketball team is just a few days away from making school history when they take the court in an NCAA tournament game for the first time ever. The Braves play Texas in a nationally televised first-round matchup Monday night. Bradley coach Andrea Gorski says her team is eager to seize the opportunity after winning the Missouri Valley Conference title last weekend.
Our team is pumped. I mean, they're very excited and feels good, again, that we're going to be representing Bradley on a national stage. You know, we're very proud to do that and just can't wait to get out there and compete.
Senior guard Gabby Hawk says becoming the first Bradley women's team to reach the big dance is a testament to their resilience. A year ago, Hawk and the Braves were 22-7 before an abrupt ending ahead of the Valley tourney.
It was pretty devastating last year to have that tournament canceled. We were all ready to get on the bus and everything, and then we were told a couple hours later that the whole tournament was canceled, and then we all basically just went home the next day and then honestly never came back because of COVID, so that was really hard for us.
Gorski says the way last season ended, as well as having to adapt to the new reality of COVID all through this season, has helped her team learn to appreciate all the little things.
The bus rides, the team meals, the shoot-arounds, the game prep, the scouting reports, those things, you know, you don't take anything for granted, and when bad things happen, you know, there is a silver lining somewhere. And I think it's just that we feel grateful every day we're able to compete.
Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. in San Marcos, Texas, about 50 miles outside of San Antonio and 30 miles south of the Longhorns campus. The winner will play either UCLA or Wyoming in the second round. Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Tri-County is now above 155,000 administered doses of COVID-19 vaccines, with 17.3% of residents fully vaccinated. And Governor J.B. Pritzker announced yesterday that all Illinoisans age 16 and older living outside of Chicago will be eligible for COVID vaccinations beginning April 12th. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Business owner and 3-term Peoria City Council member Jim Montelongo is hoping to follow Jim Artis as the city's next mayor. Montelongo is running against fellow council member Rita Ali in the April 6th general election. Artis chose not to seek a 5th term. Montelongo received 24% of the vote in last month's 5-way primary. He tells Joe Deacon why he believes he's the best candidate for the city's top office.
Just for starters, I have 6 times more experience than my opponent. I have served 1 term at large, and I am completing my 2nd term as a district council member. I have a proven track record working with the community. I have voted against every major tax against our taxpayers in our city and against our businesses. I have a proven track record of working with our residents and delivering when it comes time to vote.
Obviously, over the past year, COVID-19 has taken a heavy toll on the city's budget and forced many cutbacks, notably in the area of public services. How specifically do you plan to address Peoria's problematic financial situation?
So as soon as I'm elected, the one thing I want to do is I want to work with each and every one of the council members. I want to sit down and understand what their priorities are. And with that comes that discussion about our finances and how we're going to work together to solve both our short-term and long-term issues with our budget. I want to bring forward some of the best minds that we have in our area to help us with a good finance plan and, you know, once again, work with the council to see what we can do together to pass a budget that is going to help us move in that right direction.
Specifically, you've touched on your opposition to raising taxes, but how do you generate more revenue for the city to make these budget matters less of a burden?
So if you take a look at some communities like in Denver or Rochester, New York, they were kind of sitting in the same situation that we're in today, and they focused on small and medium-sized businesses. They helped them grow and expand their customer base into new markets, helped them with new ways of thinking on how to do things more efficiently in their business. So I think working with some sharp minds in our business community, bringing the right people together with a good plan. So when we have about 8,000 businesses in our area, when they're growing employees and they're doing better, that means they're hiring people. So that will result in thousands of new employees or citizens for Peoria, and as well as increased revenues for the city.
Peoria still sees vast racial disparity and inequity on many levels, such as employment, housing, and justice. As mayor, how will you work to eliminate these disparities? What steps need to be taken?
First of all, I've had these monthly meetings. Now, they were just to my district. And inside those meetings, you learn a lot about what goes on in neighborhoods. And not only do you learn about the problem, but you also learn solutions from others. So it's kind of coming together to hear the problems, solve the problems, and taking action with our city staff. That results in safer neighborhoods, et cetera. And I want to be able to do that through all parts of our city. And I think that is an important piece to it all, is to kind of take that same method that I've used with these monthly coffee meetings and moving them throughout our entire city, to be there to listen, get the feedback, and then take action so that all voices are heard.
With where Peoria is today and its potential for the future, where do you see the city in 2 or 5 or 10 years from now?
If we're doing all the right things, as I'm talking about, especially with the business roundtables, that we're going to see an economic boom in our community. And that's, we'll start to see Peoria being the recipient of all the work that we're doing, trying to grow our businesses. And I think we'll see a big rebound in our economy overall. And we'll see Peoria as a place for economic opportunity.
And that's Peoria mayoral candidate Jim Montelongo speaking with Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation and to hear our earlier interview with Rita Ali, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, Cornstalk Theater presents A Deathly Development, a virtual murder and mystery event streaming today through Sunday. Tomorrow, Heartland Festival Orchestra presents Baroque at its Best. And on Sunday, the Central Illinois Jazz Society presents David Hoffman and Friends Virtual Concert. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.